drawer. Ain't got time to wash the floor. Ain't got time to oil them motors. Hard to fix the spinning chain. Ain't I gonna need this rig no longer. I'm a-getting ready to make a change.
Hey, well, how about that?
To CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, yes, hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, Point Grey campus on traditional unceded Musqueam land. And listening, queued up. We're just going to get right into it today. We're going to listen to some tracks off Acha Nove's new album, Arthur Ashen's R&B project. And you know what? We're going to chat after that. We'll talk soon. Okay? See ya.
She's like a child you won't know. Carry a lot, but then you don't know what's worthwhile. Your faith goes on and on, babe. This waste goes on and on, babe. On and on, babe. On and on, babe. Babe, babe, babe. Thank you. child, baby, 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 you're like a child.
Can't be for nothing, and your face is not enough. This dance won't be forever. And her bank is not enough. My time won't be for nothing, and your waste is not enough. Gone, babe, won't be forever. Me that I babe, when you're, I don't wanna be that you are not baiting this step. Can last forever, and your fate and make it though. Oh, babe, let's not get funny. And I'm not alone. You're telling me that.
Hey, hello there. I'm listening queued up. Just heard two tracks off Acha Nove's new album, Age of Transparency. On and On was the first, second was World War Part 2. Both sequel tracks in a sense. We'll talk more about that in a minute. You're listening to Arca's Sochiro right now. First single off his upcoming sophomore LP. And enjoy.
Thank you. The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Tuesday, October 6th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. Free admission.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
That's quite the keen comic gesture, the trope, you know, Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, just deploying it towards comedic purposes. It's a very finely honed improv tactic, I find. But UBC Improv, there you can learn more about what it takes to be an individual of humor and a good taste, good jokes, clean living, etc. Pour that. Sorry, I'm still recovering from a cold. So yeah, we just heard a series of songs. I'm kind of playing them in discrete blocks today. Not so much of a theme today's show. Just recent music that has helped me get over a bit of a hump that I'm going through in life right now. You know, mostly in a cathartic sense. You know, agitative music. things like that. Anyhow, you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, and what we just played in descending order, moving backwards chronologically, we heard Sacrifice off Francesca Belcourt's Zongs, and Francesca Belcourt, local artist, one half of Moo, excellent, excellent, beautiful album that she released on the Gennaro label. And if you want to learn more about Francesca Belcourt, there's an article on Discorder, which is the magazine that CITR publishes. You can follow up there, go online, read about Francesca Belcourt. What is a zong? Why is orange so central to the composition of her music, the thematic work that she does with her, you know, with her art? What's happening there? Anyhow, for that, we heard Arca's Sergio, Venezuelan producer Arca, made his name, claim to fame, producing, co-producer on Kanye's Yeezus, of course, heavily produced FKA Twigs' earlier material, and is still very much involved there, produced some tracks on Bjork's last album, and in his own right is an acclaimed artist, is an acclaimed producer. So, Arca's Sergio, first single off upcoming album Mutant. A bit more low-end, bit more of a stuttering there. His first album, Zen, his first full-length, definitely had a bit of a hollow sound to it, even tinny at times, intentionally so. But it seemed to have filled out for the album Mutant, if Soichiro is any indication. And Soichiro is apparently the middle name of Arca's continuing roommate slash collaborator slash artistic collaborator, Jesse Kanda, who does visual art, who does computer-generated art, deformities, mutations, the malleable body. Very interesting stuff. For that, we heard Achenove, who has kind of a byline into Arca's work in the sense of, mutating pop sensibilities, mutant sounds. The video for one of those tracks that we just heard, World War Part II, actually, sort of a Cronenberg-esque image of two lovers fused together, like tumors, cancerous tumors, and both of them wearing bald masks, have no hair. And it's quite a disturbing video, but highly recommended. Cinematography is beautiful, very interesting conceit. For that, we heard On and On, Reprise, which is the first track off Achenove's new album, The Age of Transparency. And I believe that's releasing on, I want to say Mute, I may be incorrect. But yeah, that's his, I believe, sophomoric LP, his fourth release overall, and it's absolutely astounding. I think Achenove is the best of all of these neo-soul artists, you know, if we want to throw, rather homogeneously to homogenize them, which is not necessarily the right route. But, you know, I think, you know, definitely far superior to The Weeknd, definitely far superior to artists like that, you know, a step above Frank Ocean I'd say a bit better than FKA Twigs. If we want to create this arbitrary grouping of all these neo-soul artists, neo-R&B artists who, you know, work with, experimental electronic beats, backings, and distorted acoustics, I'd put Achenove at the top there. I said I wasn't going to talk very much, and the truth is that I will not talk very much. So we're just going to listen to some songs next. We're going to take a post-punk vein. There, we're going to listen to Protomartyr, which has a new song off their upcoming album, The Agent Intellect. This one's called I Forgive You. After that, we're going to listen to Ott, which will be in town on the 14th of October. I think Ott, post-punk band from Montreal. And after that, we're going to listen to another band from Montreal on the same label as Ott, Constellation, Jerusalem in My Heart, and likely not post-punk, more art rock, but we'll talk more after this. I said I wasn't going to talk very much, and the truth is I don't have very much to say. We're just going to listen to Protomartyr, I Forgive You, right now.
Taking notes where the boys fall on the spectrum, scientific
Hello. You just heard Ott's Men for Miles. And before that, you heard Proto Martyrs, I Forgive You. Very nice set of songs. We'll talk more about them after this. This is Jerusalem in My Heart's A Granular Buzuk.
Please listen carefully.
Project Space is hosting Canada's only international art book fair in Vancouver, and it's free and open to the public. This festival of artists publishing features books, magazines, zines, and printed ephemera, as well as digital, performative, and other experimental forms of publication. The Art Book Festival takes place on October 17th and 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
A well-known pimp. Narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, the most forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Undoubtedly one of the finest shows in our retinue, Exploding Head Movies. That is the promo with more gunshots, because you can never have enough of a good thing. and speaking of which, what we just heard was, in descending order, Jerusalem in My Heart's a Granular Buzuk, that is off the new album from this year, released in August, I want to say, If He Dies, and I, you know what, that's not the name of what I'm thinking of, let's look that up in a moment, If He Dies, if, on Constellation Records out of Montreal, Jerusalem in My Heart, we'll talk more about that in a moment. Before that, we heard Ott, Men for Miles, Ott out of Montreal as well, post-punk band, Foursome here. In Vancouver soon, I want to say on the 14th, but I'm not entirely sure. I will also update you on that if I obtain that information soon. And before that, we heard Proto Martyr, a four-piece punk band out of Detroit, with the song I Forgive You. This is on their upcoming album, their third full-length, The Agent Intellect. And Proto Martyr is a real interesting band to think about. One, because they seem to be coming out in such a as such a vital band from, of course, the much maligned city of Detroit. You know, the theatricality that goes into that declaration, the expectation of what that entails, that they ought to be carrying the city with them. You know, perhaps overstated. Perhaps a bit condescending. But Proto Martyr have always styled themselves very interesting because they play very affected post-punk music, very much within the lineage of, you know, UK acerbic post-punk. But they claim to be eminently non-conceptual and eminently non-pretentious. Not that there's an issue with pretension, they might claim, but that they are merely playing the music that they want to play, that there is no overarching concept, that they are devoid of those accoutrements, those accessories. On the other hand, their name is Proto Martyr, and the lead singer does stumble around on stage with a cigar in one hand and a bottle of Jack in the other. So, you know, even to proclaim that lacking theatricality is perhaps perhaps worth thinking about critically, thinking about casting doubt on that claim to no concept, to being entirely non-affected. Don't have much to say about Ott, but again, they are coming to Vancouver soon. If you dug that song, Men for Miles, look that up and come check out the show. And before that, after that, we heard Jerusalem in My Heart with a Granular Buzuk. Jerusalem in My Heart, the producer and musician Radwan Ghazi Monme, who works out of Montreal, has worked with a real list of prominent musicians in the sense of a global prominence, in the sense of a prominence in the art world. He's worked with Arcade Fire, Colin Stetson, Godspeed You, Black Emperor, as a producer and with his own music. It was sort of an interesting thing to slot him in there because he is on the same label as Ott, but he also began after moving here to Montreal from Oman, interested in very harsh punk music, very acerbic punk music, and then kind of melding the sort of experimental ambient drone bass drive that he had with a sort of distorted and diasporic understanding of Syrian choral music and Lebanese music and all of these traditional forms, for which, you know, for him, that cultural link, that idea of it being there, but only accessible to him through these distorted recordings, these lo-fi recollections, and the interesting cultural movement that's happening in there. One of my favorite albums of the year, Jerusalem in My Hearts, If He Dies, if, on Constellation Records. And we're coming to the end of this decidedly non-conceptual show with two tracks. The first is Erm plus Nickname, The Light and the Dark. Erm plus Nickname, two tape artists working out of Toronto, I believe, I want to say, actually Hamilton, I think. And they are on the Arachna Discs label out of Toronto, one of the best labels for Canadian art rock, for Canadian post-punk, for Canadian drone and tape music, experimental music. Check out Arachna Discs if you're into that at all. And after that, we're going to listen to King Midas Sound with Fenez, Mysteries, I believe, because we won't have enough time before the next show, which you should stay tuned for. It's Steve Zhang's Asian Wave 101. Excellent show, very educational show. Steve Zhang is an expert on C-pop, K-pop, J-pop, plays those songs, tells you the cultural background operating there, and also the context, what the lyrics represent, etc. Very good show. Stay tuned. And then after that, we have the Arts Report at 5, which is always excellent. First we're going to listen to Erm plus Nickname, The Light and the Dark, off this newly released tape, Woodland Ritual. And then afterwards, we're going to listen to King Midas Sound, Fenez, their collaborative release, the song Mysteries. King Midas Sound, comprised of The Bug out of the UK, some other people of which I am terribly unaware, and possibly I'll be able to bring that information in a little interlude. And Fenez, of course, the infamous prepared guitar player, drone artist, ambient artist, Fenez. Yeah, we'll check that out afterwards. This is Erm plus Nickname, The Light in the Dark. I'm Hey, thanks for tuning in to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. Steve Zhang will soon be on. Next week, may or may not return to the traditional format of the show, which is a bit more abstruse, a bit more antagonistic. Or maybe it will remain as hopefully edifying, as hopefully as I can be a source of edification in my limitations, in my ignorance. But yeah, we'll see. To give you a hint of the kind of content that you can expect to receive if you continue listening to Cue It Up Wednesdays 3 to 4 p.m. Here's a yippie dog for us all to enjoy. Just look at that thing go.
That's the littlest dog.
Yeah. Bark, bark. He doesn't know. On a very serious note, this dog has been left inside of its left inside of a locked car with the windows all the way up. If you are an animal owner and you have to leave your pet inside of your car during a hot summer day, ensure that you leave the windows rolled down so that if necessary, the animal can receive proper living sustenance, proper warmth, etc. You know. All right. See y'all.
now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean podcasts.